All this week we've been hearing about the details contained in the Panama Papers, the millions of documents leaked from that Panamanian law firm that show the firm helped wealthy clients avoid taxes and sanctions. The revelations have already led to the resignation of the Prime Minister of Iceland. But what else did the papers show? Joining us now from London is BBC business correspondent Jonty Bloom. Jonty, welcome.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with tax havens. You say the lid is off the tin, which I guess translated to an American audience would mean the cat is out of the bag.
Yes, I think that's true. I mean, it's long been argued by think tanks and pressure groups and anti-corruption organizations and so on that tax havens were places that the corrupt, the venal, the despots, sanction busters and money launderers were hiding their money behind banking secrecy and shell companies and all kinds of things like that. And yet the tax havens themselves have always said, no, we're centers of financial expertise and tax planning and legal advice and all those kind of things. And although that's true, and the large majority of people who use tax havens do it for perfectly legitimate reasons, we have seen from this massive release of documents just how some very, very dodgy people have been hiding billions and billions of dollars, and the way they've gone about it and the help they've allegedly had from this company, Mossack Fonseca, which it denies, of course. But we've really seen into the depths of a tax haven and the details of how things are done, and it doesn't paint a very pretty picture.
It seems like the biggest headline so far out of the Panama Papers is the resignation of Iceland's prime minister over accusations that he had hid millions in a company in the British Virgin Islands. Do the Panama Papers tell us anything about Iceland itself and its financial crisis?
Not so much about its financial crisis, except that the Prime Minister, Sigmundur Gunnlaugsson, was basically Prime Minister. His wife did have a shell company in the British Virgin Islands, and we know that that shell company had a very large stake in quite a few Icelandic banks. So you have the Prime Minister, who didn't tell anyone about this and says he's done nothing wrong and that it was in his wife's name and it didn't influence him in any way, yet he was responsible for the bailout of the country's banks, trying to get the country back on its feet after the banking crisis, which hit it worse than perhaps any other country in the world. And yet his wife seemed to have a stake in the banks. And that's what did for him. There was protests on the streets of Reykjavik, the capital, which involved something like 10% of the country's population. And that basically did for him. Within a couple of days, he had to resign. So we doesn't tell us very much about Iceland as a country. But for a politician who basically said, we're all in this together and I can lead you out of the crisis, to turn out to have a family interest in this was very, very damaging for him.
Obviously, we don't have time to talk about everything we've learned so far from the Panama Papers, and there are 11 million documents we're talking about here. But what's the next biggest thing that we've learned so far as you've been reporting on this?
Well, there's a very British story about a very famous robbery called the Brinks Mat robbery. That's played very big here. 3.5 tons of gold was stolen from Heathrow Airport in London. And it turns out that that money was laundered through the British Virgin Islands.
And that goes back to 1983, by the way, right?
Back to 1983. Yeah. And it's one of those iconic crime cases in Britain. It's gone on for years. People associated it have been murdered and assassinated, and the money has been... Anyway, it's just another thread in that story. And then perhaps the next biggest after that is China, in that we know that the close family and friends of several very prominent members of the Communist Party in China have offshore companies in the British Virgin Islands set up by this Panamanian company. Now, there is no accusation that they've actually done anything wrong. It's not illegal for them to do this. But in China, members of the Communist Party are forbidden from taking financial advantage of their political power. And the inference to be drawn from this is that some of them are not being quite as open as they should be.
What are some of the big questions left to be answered from the Panama Papers, Jonty?
Well, this is what hasn't happened yet. It has just started happening in the UK. The FCA, the Financial Conduct Authority, which is the financial regulator here, has just written to all the banks saying, you need to tell us within a week if you've got any dealings with this company. We want to know about it. Hmm. And that's the first sign that the regulatory authorities here are saying, this might not just be a case of a rogue firm in Panama that was dealing with some very disreputable characters from North Korea or China or Syria or wherever. We want to know if our businesses and our banks have had anything to do with it and have been helping them or have been involved. And if you remember last year, the American authorities went after BNP Paribas, the largest French bank, the fourth largest bank in Europe, because it had been helping to break sanctions with Iran. It was fined $9 billion. Now, in these papers, there are allegations of sanctions breaking against North Korea and its nuclear program, against Iran, against Syria, against Libya, against Egypt. And if any of that comes back via a smoking gun, which is found in these papers, to large banks or financial institutions in Europe or America or anywhere else, they are going to be in a very similar situation to BNP Paribas. And the authorities are likely to go for them in a very big way.
And by the way, just to clear it up, $9 billion is a lot of money, even for the biggest banks in the world. Jonty Bloom, BBC business correspondent who's been looking into the Panama Papers, thank you so much.
A pleasure, Jeremy.